Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You can open your Bibles to begin with, Galatians chapter 3. Galatians 3. First and foremost, I want to thank everyone for their love and their gifts and their honor and for Pastor's appreciation. And I count it an honor to serve you. You know, I'm here as a servant leader. Hello? God's called me to serve you. Today I'm going to serve you a meal. Hallelujah. Amen. And the thing about this meal is it's edible by everyone. Amen? So it's not a diet that you can't have. Everyone can have this meal today. No matter what your body's like, no matter what your health's like, you can eat what's going to be delivered today. Hallelujah. You know what? The Apostle Paul said in Romans 1:17, he says, we're in his righteousness revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. Amen. And the Bible tells us without faith it's impossible to please God. So as we're looking at God's word is truth. Now the word of God warns us that there'll be things that come in to try to bewitch the word or try to distort it or take it out of context or bring things in that are damnable heresies and not the truth. And God wants you and I to understand that when we get a hold of the truth, we can stay in freedom because of the truth. Amen. And in Galatians chapter 3, the apostle's writing to the church of Galatia here. And he starts with verse number 1. He says this. He says, oh, foolish Galatians, who have bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ have been evidently set forth crucified among you. This only would I learn of you, received ye the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Are you so foolish, having begun in the Spirit? Are you now made perfect by the flesh? Have ye suffered so many things in vain, if it be yet in vain? He therefore that ministereth to you the Spirit and worketh miracles among you, doeth he it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Even as Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him for righteousness, know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. The title of this morning's message, with the help of the Lord, is A Manifested Miracle. A manifested miracle. And we're going to look at the ministering, the miracles, and the message is the 3 points I'm going to make. Can we lift the word and make a declaration together here in the house so we can all come in one accord? Say this, I believe. This is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God's word says I can have. I will hear God's word and my life will be changed. It will never be the same. Lord, speak to me, your servant. My ears are open. My heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Father, we're so grateful, Father God, for your word. And again, I prayed it before and I'll pray it again. Just like in Isaiah, Father God, where you sent the angel to the altar and he took the tongs and took those coals and placed it upon the lips of your prophet, Father God. I pray that you purify my lips, Father God. May the words that proceed out of my mouth bring edification, exhortation, and comfort to every hearer in this room. May faith arise in this house in such a supernatural way, the enemy will be scattered 7 different ways. And we praise you and give you glory, Father God, for everything that you have planned in this house for today. We go ahead and give you thanks in advance. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
First off, he says the ministering, and what I want to talk to you a little bit about in the ministering is the ministering of the Holy Ghost. You know, God has given us an advocate. He's given us a comforter. He's given us a friend. And it's so important for us to get revelation and understanding and to keep ourselves full.
Amen.
You know, and not being drained all the time. So, you know, it's like when I was thinking about this, it's like a bank account. Now, if you take your check and maybe you went to the bank and you opened the bank account, you made a deposit, right? And that's the initial deposit. But that money in that deposit wouldn't last so long if you were writing checks against that account. So there's a continuation that must take place. You must continually deposit. Amen? Or you're going to be an overdraft. Hello? So first off, look with me in Acts chapter 2. And I'm all over the Word of God. And you can write down the verse and look at it later. But first, I'm going to look at Acts chapter 2, verse 38. And that speaks of the initial deposit. Amen? Peter said this. He said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. That's the earnest deposit. That's the first deposit. Amen? Amen? But it doesn't stop there. Jesus said that, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and the uttermost parts of the earth. And the Bible says that the Holy Spirit came in like a mighty rushing wind and filled the place where they're all sitting. And they're all were filled with the Spirit of God. That's why the Word of God tells you and I, Jesus told us in Luke chapter 11, verse number 13. He says, if ye being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more will the Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? So it's sort of like this. We had the initial deposit when we repented and we were born into the family of God. There was an initial deposit, but we got to keep redepositing into our account, into our spirit. And the Lord says, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be open. For everyone that asks, receives. Everyone that seeks shall find, and everyone that knocks, he will open the door. Amen? Amen? Amen. So he's saying to us, what he is saying to us, and when he's ministering the Spirit, what Paul was reminding the church of Galatia, it wasn't about the law, it was about the freedom that they had in Christ Jesus, but it was the ministering of the Spirit, it was the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen? That helps us be victorious, that helps us be whole, keep the peace. You know, I love that scripture in Romans 14, 17, where the Apostle Paul says this. He says, for the kingdom of God is not in meat and drink, but it's in righteousness and peace and joy and the Holy Ghost. Now, how many people are happy here today?
Amen.
And, you know, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. And so we may get attacked by the adversary. He may come in to try to steal, to kill, and destroy. But God has given us life in the abundance thereof through Christ Jesus and through the Spirit. The adversary cannot steal my joy. He might steal my thoughts for a moment. He might try to come and steal my peace. He might come and try to unsettle me. But the joy of the Lord, I am strong because his strength is made perfect in my weakness. It isn't about me. It's about the one that's in me. That's why he says, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. God wants you and I to understand that, hey, he gave us a deposit. He gave us an earnest deposit. But he also wants to fill us to overflowing. You know, he says, and out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Now, in the natural, what's flowing out of your belly isn't living. Most of the time, what's flowing out of our natural belly, brings death to people that hear it, because it's flesh. But in the Spirit of God, out of the wells of salvation, there flows rivers of living water that brings life to the hearers. Amen. God's come to give you the abundance of life. Amen. Some people don't like it because I'm too positive of a preacher. And God sees the positive on you. The devil tries to bring a negative into your life, and God turns that negative into a positive. Amen. Amen. I think that we need to be motivated. How many need to be motivated? Come on, let's be honest with one another. How many need to be encouraged? How many are going through something in their life? Let me see your hand. Hallelujah. You're here today because God wants to encourage you. He wants to heal you. He wants to deliver you. He wants to minister to you. And first, he wants us to recognize, hey, there's a ministering of the Spirit. And the Spirit I'm talking about is the Holy Ghost. That when you asked Jesus into your life, he came in, and that was the first deposit. Then we're seeking him. We're asking him for more. You know what I do every morning? Give me more. I can't live on yesterdays. I used up yesterdays. Hello? I can't live on yesterdays. And because if I'm not living in the fresh and new, what's going to come out is the old. Amen?
Amen.
You with me? Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Then he says to us that in the working of miracles. I love miracles. How many are in Jesus? Let me see your name. Have Jesus Christ in your life. Let me see your hand. That's everybody's a miracle. Amen? You're a recreation in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Amen? That's one of the greatest miracles. Amen? The Word of God tells us also in the miracles. In Luke chapter 10, some get stuck just on the apostles. And that was for the time of the, that was just for the apostles. But Jesus is alive today. He says, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. I change not. In Luke chapter 10, verse 17. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Then he said, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall be by any means hurt you. He said, go preach the gospel to every creature. He that believes and baptized shall be saved. He that believes not shall be damned. In my name we shall cast out devils. We shall speak with new tongues. We shall take up serpents. If we drink any deadly thing, it will not harm us. We shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Amen?
Amen.
How many have the Holy Ghost in the room?
Amen.
The same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you. And he that who raised Christ from the dead shall also quicken or make alive your mortal bodies by the Spirit that dwells in you. Amen? I want you to understand how important and how valuable the Holy Ghost is. We can't do anything for the kingdom of God without the Holy Ghost. Amen? Amen? So in Acts chapter 8, verse number 5, here's Philip in Samaria. And in verse number 5, he says, then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits crying with a loud voice came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsies or with paralyzing diseases and were lame, and that were lame were healed. And there was great joy in that city. What did the Apostle Paul say? He said, the kingdom of God is not in meat and drink, but it's in righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
The joy of the Lord is our strength. In other words, when the joy came into the room, the darkness and the muck left, amen, and joy lifted them up. I believe joy healed the sick and the lame. Amen. I don't know if you've got some kind of sickness or disease and it's holding you down, it's hard to become really joyful. And the Lord is saying, as he delivers and heals and sets people free, you got to start celebrating. And don't let the adversary steal your celebration. I'm celebrating my deliverance until I get to heaven. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm celebrating what he's done in your lives until I get to heaven. I shared it the other day, but last Sunday when y'all did the pastor appreciation, I was really honored, but I want to share something with you. I share with most of the people that are here on Wednesday night. But they played the song, Thank You for Giving to the Lord. And as we were playing that song and they were bringing in this lecture that they gave me in honor of pastor appreciation to the ministry, to the church here, I started looking around and the Lord let me see people where they were and what he's done in their lives. Oh man, God's done a lot in your life. God has brought you through so much. God has healed so many sicknesses and diseases that had a hold of you. God has brought some from the very grips of death into life. And he set captives free. Hallelujah. What a celebration.
Amen.
We're celebrating the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. I'll try to calm down. There's no such thing. Hallelujah. You know, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13, the Apostle Paul says this to the church of Thessalonica. He says, for this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when you received the word of God, which you heard of us, you received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe. That's a powerful statement.
Yes, it is.
Amen.
Amen.
So we have the ministry of the Holy Spirit. And the ministry of the Holy Spirit, there's the working of miracles. But this is all about the message of faith. The message of faith. You know, the Bible says that faith comes by hearing. And hearing by the word of God. Amen? And so faith is increasing here. Recognizing, here, let me say this. The Bible says, but without faith it's impossible to please God. Amen? And as in our text today, we're the children of Abraham by faith. He's given us the ministry of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is working miracles among us. And it's all activated by faith. Faith is the activator. Amen? Look with me in Acts chapter 6. Verse number 5. The Bible says, and the saying pleased the whole multitude, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Ghost. What is he full of? And what? He's full of faith and the Holy Ghost. And Philip and Prochorus and Nicanor and Timon and Parmenas and Nicholas, a proselyte of Antioch, whom they set before the apostles, and when they prayed, they laid their hands on them. And the word of God increased, and the number of disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly. And a great company of the priests were obedient to the faith. And Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people. Amen? Amen. So when we're speaking this word, and the apostle's speaking to the church of Galatia, he's reminded them that it wasn't the works of the law. It was by grace that they're saved by faith. And as in faith, they were given the gift of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is the one that manifests itself through them to perform and do the miracles that God's called them to do. And the message that we're preaching is a message of faith. And if anybody knows your pastor in this house, they know that I'm a man of faith. I'm a man of faith because I believe God in his word. I believe God's going to do everything that he said he's going to do. Every time I see something that doesn't look right, I said, well, Lord, it doesn't look right. He said, well, look past it. Look past it. Because without vision, the people perish. And if you can't see where God's taking you to, you're going to trip and stumble all along the way. There's times and there's obstacles the adversary will try to put in front of you. But God says, keep your eyes upon the prize. Keep your eyes upon the calling and the anointing. And when those things come, you can walk right past them. I don't know about you, but it's like this. If I'm heading somewhere and I get my eyes caught on where down here or behind me, I tend to run into stuff. Hello? Hello? I don't know. I'm familiar with the park, but I don't look behind me when I'm running. There's a lot of trees there. Amen? That's not excusable. Tell them things, get out of your way. Hallelujah. You know, I want to say something about the twins, because many of you don't even know. My sister's Barbara and Judy. My sister's Barbara and Judy were both paralyzed as young children. When were you all finally healed and were able to walk? What age?
We were healed at 8 years old.
8 years old. They didn't walk till they were 8 years old. And a healing service, they both were healed the same day. And God may not have yet healed their eyes to see, but God has used their blindness to lead thousands of people to Jesus because they went around the country singing worship and gospel music for the King of Kings and the Lord of Peace, and people were moved by them, the blind Sly twins. Amen. So they have an account in heaven. They're doing things. And I still believe God's going to let them see me. Maybe he's trying to spare them of that. I don't know. And I believe that God's going to open their eyes and they're going to see. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Because God never starts something you don't finish it. There was a time in a season where Judy started to get light in her eye. Amen. But we got to continue in faith. Sometimes I start to feel better. And I do something, and all of a sudden, that thing. Oh, yes, I got to sing again. No, you don't. No, you don't. No, you don't. No, you don't. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You got to change your mind concerning it. Amen. You got to get your mind on Christ. And Christ said he's come to heal your sickness and heal your disease. And he's a man that he should not lie, nor the son of man that he needs to repent. God said it, he'll do it. Amen. I don't know about you, but he's a miracle working God. And he's here to do great and mighty things in our midst. Amen. Amen. Praise your name, Jesus. Amen. In Matthew chapter 21. Now, I wonder when I get to heaven, the Lord's forgive me a lot of things. But when I was young, I used to trip my sisters up. I used to move furniture and stuff. Judy prayed for that demon to leave, didn't you, Judy? Barbara? Hallelujah. Jesus said this in Matthew 21, verse 22. He said, in all things, whatsoever you ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive.
That's true. Amen.
Amen. Jesus told you and I in John 14, hallelujah, Verse number 12. He said this. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Hallelujah. You know, it's all about Jesus. It's all about him. So in closing, say, Pastor, that was a quick message. Yeah, because we're going to come around the altar. Hallelujah. This is just the first part. Thank you, Jesus. You know, we find we have the ministry of the Holy Spirit, the power of the Spirit working miracles amongst us. The message is the message of faith. But we also have the manifestation. You know, the Apostle Paul said this in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse number 7. He said, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given unto every man to profit withal, for the benefit of every last one. So in closing today, first and foremost, God sent his word to minister to us today, to minister miracles. And the first miracle is salvation. That's the greatest miracle of all. And salvation, let me say this again. Salvation isn't just picking up Jesus to be your Savior. It's making him the Lord of your life. Amen? It's giving him the control. So he's here. He wants to minister to us salvation. He wants to minister to us the Holy Spirit. Maybe you need to be refreshed, renewed, rekindled. I don't know. It's like a fire, a campfire. If it's burning and it keeps on going, all of a sudden it starts going out. And you have to restoke it. You need to rekindle it. You need to fire it up again. And then it starts blazing again. Maybe you're here today and you're battling with something. Maybe you're battling with something you're trying to get deliverance from or are being set free from. The Bible says, for whom the Son is made free is free indeed. Or it may be that there's an ailment in your body where maybe you need healing in some area of your life. I believe what the Father is saying to us today is as simple as this. He says, there's a manifested miracle that's going to take place in this house today. Why? Because it's all about him. It's not about me. I can't do anything. But the Spirit of God can do all things. It's his power, not our power. It's his strength, not our strength. It's his healing, not ours. I often said it, and I'll say it again. If God can use a jackass, he can use you and I, right? Hello? So let's bow our heads and pray. Father, we're so grateful for your word today. We're so grateful that you sent your word here to accomplish what you sent it to this house to do. With every head bowed in the closing moments of this service, you're here.